Hey Siri, set a timer for 5 minutes.
5 minutes starting now.
All right, so I am implementing a new routine where I speak to the camera and I speak to my mic for 5 minutes in the evening and in the morning. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I already have a routine of writing and journaling, but a lot of my time is spent in solitude when I am not at work. I'm a full-time traveling makeup artist for a theater company, and I'm single, and I don't have any children, and so there are times that I just need to express myself audibly. And so as a result of me doing this and speaking to the camera and showing up every day for 5 minutes in the morning and the evening, I plan to see results, like a lot less on my chest on a daily basis. I'm able to lift things off of me and give it away and talk about it and actually hear myself like work through things, which will then result in a less stressful life. It will also leave documentation of progress that I am making, things for me to look back on. And third, it will be when I am led to share anything that I am doing, anything that I am speaking to the camera, it will then help somebody else process what it is that they're doing. So I think there are so many things that could come from me doing this exercise for 5 minutes every day. And right now, what's been on my mind is that I started my lock journey on Friday. It is Sunday, so I've been 48 hours into my lock journey, and I'm feeling like a new person. I'm feeling rejuvenated. I also got to see my family that I haven't seen in over a year since I left New York. And there are a lot of full circle moments that are happening since I've been locked, which sounds really wild and crazy, but something happened in that chair. And I don't know if there's anybody out there that is on their lock journey and has felt this in the process of getting their locks, but there is something that happened to me in the chair. It was like a moment of all of the work that I've done on myself in my adult years has almost like culminated or accumulated or whatever the word is, has come together and just magically made this moment. And I am so grateful for self-awareness. I'm so grateful for God giving me that gift. There's this connection to your spirit and self-awareness that is unexplainable. Like, it's like a connection to the divine. That self-awareness of just like, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself, basically. Like, just not feeling so good, so let's kind of tweak this a little bit, or let's do this a little bit. So I'm just in a place where I want to make some changes in my life, and this lock journey, even though it's only 48 hours into the actual locks, there has been a journey before I was even in the chair to be able to get to the stage of being actually locked. Like, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. You work so hard to become who it is that you want to be, and then all of a sudden you're there. You look up and you're there. And that's just proof that there's power in the process. There's real magic in the process. I can't wait to see what's going to be a result of this journey that I'm on and this one particular exercise that I'm doing where I'm taking the 5 minutes. Because my alarm, the alarm just went off. And I was literally about to say that it feels like 5 minutes is taking forever. So like another result of this is that I want to have patience for my stream of consciousness to come through, however long that takes. So this is day one, or entry one, evening entry, reflection. Morning entry is going to be, what is it that I want my day to look like? Manifestation of the most amazing day will be the morning 5 minute routine to the camera. Evening is gratitude. Reflection equals gratitude. So this is the journey I'm on. If you want to get on this journey, we're doing this together. Anybody listening, we doing it together? Let's do it together. Gratitude. Claiming great days in advance. Amen. She be tripping.